The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mike Peterson of KMA Radio in Shenandoah and Jason Brooks of the Newton Daily News. The first question will come from KMA's Mike Peterson.
Senator, of course, Monday is the Iowa caucuses, and we've had many, many candidates from both political parties through the state over the last several months. What are your expectations as far as turnout for the caucuses is concerned, at least on the Republican side? And do you think that there's enough voter interest in these caucuses to merit a big turnout?
Yeah. Well, with a lot of people that are turning out in so many big rallies for the different candidates, I expect a higher than normal turnout, but it would be impossible for me to tell you exactly what that number might be. But I think that most Republican leaders are predicting a bigger than usual turnout for the Republican caucuses. Part of that is because people are upset with the way this president has been running the country. The other part is that we have 13 or 14 candidates yet in the race, and that's going to encourage a lot of people that maybe wouldn't otherwise get out to be there. So I expect a fairly big turnout. And I'd say probably the same sort of enthusiasm between Sanders and Hillary, except I think Sanders has more enthusiastic support.
Jason, go ahead with your first question.
Senator, it's predicted that the weather could possibly impact the Iowa caucuses. It certainly has impacted business around Washington, D.C. You've seen a lot of snowstorms impact business in Washington in your years there. How did this storm impact things, and does it change the conversation around Washington for a couple of weeks?
It changed the conversation from this standpoint, that when people don't go to work, to their office or to the Senate or to any of the bureaucrats, there isn't much talk. The other way it affected it, quite frankly, shut down the government noon Friday. Saturday and Sunday, most bureaucracies wouldn't be open anyway. But Monday and Tuesday, it was shut down. Wednesday and Thursday, you could go to work 3 hours late. It closed the schools in Washington, Northern Virginia, and Maryland for the whole week. So they don't know how to handle it. I'll give you an example. In front of the office where my wife works, they didn't even do one half of the street. So the two lanes went down the half of the street where normally you're going north instead of north and south. So you're just kind of lucky that it can function at all. They just don't know how to handle it. Washington, D.C.'s answer for snow removal would be one word, July.
Senator, what was your reaction when President Obama recently vetoed the resolution of disapproval for the Waters of the U.S. rule, or WOTUS? And then what's the next course for opponents of the rule?
Yeah, well, his veto of that resolution of disapproval is, first of all, to thank Senator Ertz for taking the lead on it and getting it through the United States Senate. But, of course, those things have to go to the president. So the frustration comes from the fact that a lot of people think that a Republican Senate isn't doing anything to check the president and his bureaucracy. But when he has to approve things and you have to have 67 votes to override, then things maintain the same. And then people say, well, what difference does it make to have a Republican majority in the United States Senate? That's some frustration. But the other thing is, we've tried three things now to overcome Waters of the U.S. The Ernst resolution was one. That was vetoed. We failed. Another one was to change the law so they couldn't write it in the first place. Barrasso brought that bill up. We had 2 days of debate on it. But we didn't get the 60 votes to continue, so we ran into that constitutional roadblock. And then putting a rider on an appropriation bill was the third one that we didn't get done before Christmas. So we've been saved by the courts. So thank God the checks and balances of government are working in multiple ways, or maybe we would still have this big bureaucratic power grab be successful. Now, it's just temporarily held up by the courts, but I think when you have a circuit court of appeal, what normally would just stop things for that circuit, they issued a nationwide injunction, so it's not going to be put in play very soon until it's heard in district court, and I don't think we'll get a final answer on that until it gets to the Supreme Court. Or maybe if we get a new president, we may have an opportunity of repealing it through the congressional action.
Senator, I'm sure you've been following the dialogue involving Governor Branstad and candidate Ted Cruz regarding renewable fuel standards. What do you think of Senator Cruz's proposed changes to the volume obligations? And what did you think of Governor Branstad deciding to answer a question about whether Iowans should caucus for Cruz or not?
Yeah. What I would like to do is just comment on what Governor Branstad said, because, there's 13 or 14 candidates, and I'm not going to find a single one of them that I agree with them 100%. The perfect candidate, and this is a message to all Iowans, the perfect candidate mm-hmm. where you're going to agree with 100% of the time probably mm-hmm. doesn't exist. So I think the governor has a responsibility to defend industry in Iowa, just like you would expect the governor of Texas to defend the oil industry.
Senator, another caucus-related question here. Immigration has been a hot issue amongst the candidates, at least on the Republican side. Of the candidates, the 13 or 14 candidates, which do you think has done the best job of addressing immigration issues in this country?
Well, I think I couldn't answer that with just one candidate addressing immigration. I would have to say any candidate who has said that the border has to be secured first before you do anything else are the candidates that have a solution to it. Now, there are many, many more parts than securing the border to immigration reform, but you can't deal. The public has lost so much confidence in Congress ever dealing with it, or in this case, the president ever enforcing the law, that you have to prove to people that you can't come into this country without our permission if you're going to do anything else on immigration. So I would say any of those candidates that said secure the border first are on the right target. And I'm not sure if there's any candidates that have a different view about securing the border. But if some of those candidates have put that as a lesser importance, then they're on the wrong side of the immigration issue.
Senator, there's been some recent discussions about trying to get Des Moines, Omaha, and Kansas City on the same page as far as jobs and transportation. Do you feel like the Des Moines metro area is ready for some light rail or commuter rail of some sort?
Under the federal law and the limit that we have on how much the federal government's going to spend on either passenger rail service or, as you say, commuter rail service, that's going to be pretty much a local decision. There will be some federal help, but it isn't going to be based on the proposition, is the federal government going to encourage this or that? If the states want to take the lead and they can keep up their financing, then I think you would have it develop. But I think I'm always skeptical about people that have different forms of transportation for short-term drives, because Americans are so tied to their individual automobile and the freedom that it gives that it's going to be a long turnaround if people are doing that. Now, that turnaround may be coming from some recent statistics that I read, where for the last 4 or 5 years, the number of young people, 18 to 25, that are getting driver's license that's gradually going down, which means that they are probably not tied to the individual automobile like most Americans. But and the other thing is, a lot of these ideas come from the big city. They don't know what it is to get from point A to point B in Iowa, and so I think they're dealing in an unrealistic world, some of them.
Thank you, Mike and Jason, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.